You may be seated. Guess what?
Sir.
It's time for the sermon. I hope that it will become clear why I moved it to this point in just a few minutes, by the time we reach the end of the sermon. But let me call to your mind that today's theme, the theme for this whole Sunday, as laid out in both the gospel message, the epistle, the Old Testament, and the collect, which we registered a few moments ago, the theme for today is pardon and peace. We pray for pardon that we may be cleansed from all of our sins, and peace that we may serve God with quiet minds. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So today's epistle is one of the most famous of all the epistle lessons. Put on the whole armor of God. In fact, earlier this week, someone said to me, "Father Brad, be sure and preach us a sermon we've never heard before on Sunday." And I thought, not with that passage on one. Everybody's heard everything you can say about the armor of God. And there St. Paul does lay out for us that wonderful knowledge and understanding, just as it was presented in the Old Testament, that by putting on these wonderful virtues, these gifts from God, like faith and hope and salvation and the Spirit of God and the Word of God, when we put these things onto our life, when they become part of us and we live for them, they become the very shield and the very armor that we need in life to be able to face the difficulties and vicissitudes of this world. Now, as I look out among you, I'm quite certain that I don't need to try to spend any time convincing you that our world is difficult. I bet I could call on you and you would be able to rattle off a list of all the hardships, the difficulties, the real temptations and trials with which you daily meet. St. Paul actually has those in mind when he gives us this wonderful passage and says, "Put these things on, these gifts from God, so that you will be equipped to stand in this difficult life." And one thing in particular he points out in that list is the power of pardon to give peace. Remember, he says that you need to take time to put on your feet, shod your feet with shoes of the gospel of peace. The good news of Jesus Christ is this, that through Him we can deal with our sins, we can deal with all of those unrighteous deeds done in this life, and find peace through pardon with God. This point is also what flows out of the gospel itself today. I think it's the thing that binds the gospel and the epistle lesson together. The gospel tells of that nobleman in Capernaum whose son was at the point of death. And it teaches that true repentance and peace depends upon faith in Christ and comes only to those who believe in Him. There can be no pardon, no peace, no joy in saving and forgiving from God, except through Jesus. In the gospel reading, Jesus Himself speaks the words, "Thy son liveth." And the nobleman, on the basis of those words alone, he believes Jesus. And he went on his way rejoicing. Can you put yourself in that father's shoes? How difficult it must have been for him to leave his sick son behind when he was at that moment of death, and to go in search of Jesus, to bring him home with him, to touch his little boy, and then to have Jesus just say some words. And yet this man believed those words because he knew who spoke them. And he went on his way rejoicing. And he was rewarded for that faith. But I think that we can take those words from the gospel and let them encourage all of us who hear them to recall the joy that we felt in our own hearts And that we feel time and time again, whenever it is, that God pronounces through His priest that our souls, once dead in sin, now live because Christ speaks forgiveness. Today's collect brings to mind one of the comfortable sentences, the comfortable words of the Book of Common Prayer. Those sentences are listed for us on page 108. And we oftentimes hear them, and sometimes, not often because we're really great, but sometimes they tend to fly right out of our ears and minds, right? Has that ever happened? But on this occasion, this collect ought to call to our minds Matthew chapter 11, verses 28 through 30. Come unto me, Jesus said. Come unto me, all ye that travail and are heavy laden with burdens of this life, and I will refresh you. Do you know what comes next? He says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. When we come to faith in Christ, He forgives our sins, He takes the burdens off of our backs, and He bestows upon us the sense of pardon, which brings true peace to our souls. Until we have humbled ourselves to come to Him for that pardon, we will not be able to serve Him with a quiet mind. What is a quiet mind? We can answer that in the negative by saying, what is an unquiet mind or a disquieted mind? Jesus speaks often about the disquieted mind. He talks about those minds which have been dragged down by the burdens and cares of this life. And they get heavy and hard. He also says that a disquieted mind is the one that is overcome with anxieties. What will happen next? What will I do next? What's coming down the road? How will I care about tomorrow's burdens? That's the disquieted mind. And Jesus says that He came into the world in order to take all of that that disquiets our minds, the burden of sin and the burdens of the cares of this life, and to place them on His own shoulders so that we can live in a quiet house. And having our minds quieted by that pardon, that peace that comes from Him, we can now serve Him as He is worthy. There was a priest in the 1800s by the name of John James, and he wrote a little piece about every single collect in our prayer book. His section on today's collect ends like this. If there be happiness on this side of the grave, it is surely found when, with a heart unburdened of its weight of sin, no longer perplexed with a distracting and vain attempt to reconcile sin and peace, but free to offer our whole soul to Almighty God, we serve Him with a quiet mind. And even amid the very turmoil of a busy, busy world, still we know we have our citizenship in heaven. This is the gospel of Jesus Christ. This is the good news that He brought into the world and that His church continues to proclaim. This is the reason that you must hear a sermon every time you come to the Eucharist, so that we can be reminded time and again that there is pardon and therefore peace, so that we can serve Him with quiet, happy, rejoicing minds. And so I ask you now to turn in the Book of Common Prayer to page 107 and let us confess our sins to Almighty God and lay every burden, every anxiety, and every care upon Him, that we may know His peace for ourselves.